Thought really good day yesterday. As we're going through it, the big challenge for us today is about the ball. And in our last matchup with them, I believe we were -4, and that's for sure a factor. So for the defense, ball hawking, for the offense, having great regard for it, it's a huge emphasis for us every week, but a huge one for us today, especially as we're going against a team that does a great job going after it and taking care of it. I have one injury to update you with. Tevin Coleman slipped in the shower area yesterday and fell and hit his head, and he is in the concussion protocol. So that's unfortunate. And other than that, everybody's practicing and to some extent today, and we're ready to go, so I'll open it up.
Yeah, Coach, in that last game, where you all you were able to get him on the run a couple times, but you know couldn't get him. How contain? How much important and how important will it be to you know contain him and keep him from escaping?
It's really important for him when he can get outside the pocket and remain. There's times where he remains a passer on the run, and other times where he pulls it down and goes. Oftentimes, I think it's the third downs that get converted. You know, okay, it's 3rd and 7, and the scramble goes for 8, and it's a you know moving the chain. So the ability for them to have you know the runs that started in a drop back pass game, and then he scrambled for it, different than the design quarterback run. So I think that's a real factor.
I know missed tackles will be a key again.
No doubt it is, and for us. You know, went right back to it yesterday in terms of our tackling and the approach we have to get. And it's also on the quarterback as well. It's not just on the running back. So the missed tackles for him, we've got to get to the legs. And the times you've seen so many of them were, and even in our game, Grady came off one where he had a missed sack opportunity. So it was a big point of discussion for us as we went through our preparation yesterday and today.
Warren has been active the last couple, but is he ready to go if you don't get Tevin back?
Yes, and he will be ready if called upon. One thing I've always admired about Ward is that he's got this grit to stay in it and be on the details, get everything down. The toughness totally shines through. So if he's called upon, I have no question that he'll be ready to go.
Just recently, Tevin, you know, was helping out Devontae in the running game. So if he's not able to go, you know, how much does that hurt? Because you really wanted to establish that balance.
We did.
Against Carolina.
Yeah,
and I
for
know
sure.
They're a tough run defense.
No doubt. And we can't back off the run-pass balance ball. And I think that's part of why we're going to play well, because of when we have that balance, when the play actions are there and the run game, that we stay committed to it. So if he's not available and Tron is, we're still going to stay with that balance. We feel that's a really important part of what we want to do.
Did this happen here yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Andy Levitre, he's got like 6 penalties for 50 yards in the last 9 weeks. I'm sure that's unacceptable.
And for sure, there was the one last week I would disagree with in terms of on the screen, but the holding ones, Juan, those are the ones that have to be you know addressed in which we have, because those are the ones that when is the time to release you know on an outside run? Okay, it's no longer there. I can't let my hand extend. So for sure, that's one that we've hit with him on.
Early in the season, you were happy with his play. What would you say about, you know, later?
The big thing is for, you just nailed it on the penalties. If we can get that part of his game really cleaned up, that's when he's at his best. The backside cutoffs, I think those are the things he keeps working on to keep improving on. He's really strong inside in the pocket, you know, in our protection where he can get his hands on you. But on the backside cutoffs, that's the stuff he's still working on really hard. But the penalties are the real issue for him. But we've been pleased with the effort and the mindset for him.
Coach, can you talk about the difficulty of covering Greg Olsen, what makes him so special?
I think there's a number of things that make Greg special. One, it's the route running, where he can split outside and where he can line up at receiver. Not all the tight ends can do that, where they feel comfortable standing up and outside and running all the routes that a receiver would. And then when he has the opportunity to match up on some of the different routes, depending on zone or man-to-man, I think he has this really unique ability to use his leverage and use his size, and they know how to throw it where only he can be the guy that catches it. So it's the length and the route running ability for me that stands, you know, that stands out.
Something that Coach Rivera addressed yesterday, I'm just curious about your thoughts. What do you think about, you know, when guys interact pregame? What's the guidelines there?
Like their own team or?
Both teams. Like when both teams are on the field warming up and stuff like that, do you think there's a – hey, you know what, keep it to your area.
Yeah, I think there's probably some of that. But you know what, honestly, the competitive part of the game and the juice and the energy that both teams bring, like you totally feel that. You guys are down the field. You totally recognize that too. It's any time when somebody crosses the line to where you're already warming up, already in the process, I think that's where we don't need. But as far as the energy and the juice and enthusiasm for playing ball, all that is part of the buildup. You know, to me, that's, you know, normal part of every week. If somebody crosses the line where it was distracting to, you know, a group that was already, you know, going, then that's different.
And the reason he brought that up, he said, hey, I want guys to greet each other at the 50-yard line, and that's it.
You know? Oh, yeah. I didn't hear the comment on him, but, yeah, I'm sure he's, you know, they had a lot of, you know, talk and surrounding noise, you know, from last week. But I think that's a normal part of, you know, pregame. And there's lots of ones there's respect from guy to guy, too. Hey, man, you know, played teammate to teammate, or they were college teammates. So that happens, too. So to just put it one-sided, I think that would be unfair. There's lots of guys who were friends or college teammates or even teammates on a professional team together. So those are maybe those two quick moments. Hey, man, good to see you. Good luck today. So I think that happens, too.
Does, you know, having a veteran like Godfrey who's been there with Charlotte for, you know, most of his career, does he kind of give you some insight from some of the things they like to do?
Most of the time for a player, that's the best time to talk maybe about some individual players where you may know a certain strength or I covered this guy or I played against him. So maybe not as much into the scheme, you know, standpoint as it is in the individual matchups that could happen. I think that's where that becomes most valuable.